don't want to party.
Go!
We got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry Mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, what the wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
No Limit Larry, Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Clocking in, what the day is? Wednesday, it's hump day out here. Boy, it's cold outside. Y'all need to stop playing, man. I'm so glad them kids ain't got to go to school because it's too cold to go to school. And last night was actually the longest night of the year as the winter solstice came in. It was actually the shortest day of the year and the longest night of the year. Beautiful, beautiful moon out, though. Like, the sky was beautiful. And, yeah, does it have to be cold during the winter solstice, though? Because it's chill out there. 38 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to be beautiful. 57 degrees and rolling into Christmas Day to your Christmas holiday. It's going to be a beautiful Christmas holiday right here in Charlotte, America. We're going to be around 64 degrees with sunshine. And then Saturday, woo, woo. Actually, So Saturday, we're actually going to be closer to 70. So it's going to be a great Christmas holiday. Yeah, y'all ain't going to get no white Christmas this year. Not here in Charlotte, America. It's going to be warm. It's going to feel like you're at the beach somewhere. So don't go out there and pull your toes and your chest and knees out, though, because you're going to come home with COVID and pneumonia. You don't want none of that. You don't want none of that. But yeah, man, great day yesterday. I told y'all the hottest hashtag on Instagram is hashtag Larry Mad. Boy, I got phone calls yesterday, but I got called to the principal's office.
Oh, word?
Yeah. It's another one of them Larry Mads that, yeah, they be like, but let me holler at you for a minute. It wasn't even like that, though. It was just about HBCUs, and I spoke my piece. You know one thing about me, I'm gonna say what I feel and feel what I say, but it wasn't even like that. And I think it was taken out of context, but you know, we had conversations and just where we at with it. But big shout out to Big Homie, the Colonel of the Tank, man. Shout out to Masterpiece, shout out to Romeo and the whole No Limit Soldiers out there, man, worldwide. Shout out to y'all. All right, man, it's time to get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning. It's coming from my boy, Creflo Dollar. It's the plug.
The spirit, so that you won't fulfill the cravings or the appetites of the flesh. Now, if you'll examine this verse of scripture, what he is saying to us is this. The way not to yield to the cravings and the appetites of the flesh, the way not to yield to those things that go against the word of God, the way not to sin, the way not to get in bondage to this or that. He says the solution is this. You're going to have to learn how to walk in the spirit. According to the scripture, that's the only way that you won't yield to these cravings, the temptations and the strong appetites of the flesh. Walk in the spirit. Now, willpower may give you some results for a time, but it won't sustain it. And before you know it, you'll find yourself back in the same position again. On my way, just up on the pulpit. Yeah, Aaron walked up there and he says, what you want me to do with these donuts? My mama want to know where she can put these donuts. Right in my face, I walked out, bumped right into the box. Well, I want to see them because I hadn't seen them in a long time. So I said, open the box. And the Spirit of God is on the inside, and everybody around said, don't look at it. You're going to create a little bit more battle. And he opened the box, and I ain't smelled that in a long time. And that sugar was sitting up there just poised. And one of my guys said, don't do it. I said, I'm not going to do it. I just want to look at it. But how do you know the first step sometimes is looking at it? So I said, where you put it? I said, put it in the trash can. I don't want to see that box no more. But it's amazing how often circumstances will present an opportunity for you to walk in the flesh. And the only way not to walk in the flesh is to walk in the spirit.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. High today is going to be right near 57. 38 degrees on your way out the house right now. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about
your madhouse question. question of the day is simple, boy. Y'all know what's coming up. Y'all know the big holiday is coming up this weekend. People still out here last minute shopping, last minute doing things. So the question today is, I don't want blank this holiday season. Don't bring me blank this holiday season. I don't want blank and don't bring me blank this holiday season. What you don't want? You know what I don't want? I don't want no drama this holiday season. Don't bring me no drama this holiday season. If you don't get the gift you want, so what? So what? So what? Don't bring me no drama. Don't bring me no extraness this holiday season. That's what I don't want this holiday season. What about you, man? Go on and hit the hashtag, MHQOTD. You can do it on our Instagram page or on mine at I Am No Limit Larry or on the show page, Morning Madhouse. And Madhouse got two D's. I don't want blank this holiday season, or don't bring me blank this holiday season. Your Madhouse question of the day.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Update. I did a story last week. Hashtag Larry Mad. I did a story last week about a judge in Louisiana who got caught on tape using the N-word. Well, now that judge has been relieved of her duties in Louisiana. They have voted, and the Supreme Court out there in Louisiana actually stepped up and said, yeah, that they felt like she needed to be investigated and that she will be relieved of her duties immediately. So this judge was relieved of her duties out in Louisiana, and now further investigation, they are now looking into her cases, her caseload that she presided over the last 5 years, to see if there's any discrepancies in there that they can overturn some of these cases that she oversaw. So wow. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, baby. It drops every morning inside your madhouse at 7:40. So, yeah. But that was a quickie for y'all, that judge that we talked about last week has actually been removed in Louisiana. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yep, you know what it is, man. Working Woman Wednesday on the way to your radio. That's going to drop it right around 6:40. Latest call in. I'm going to be Santa Claus today. I'm going to find out what y'all want. And then I'm going to tell the person that's responsible for getting it for y'all to get it for you. Yeah, so come tell me what you want for Christmas today, ladies. And I got you. I'm going to help you get it. I'm going to help you facilitate your gift. I'm going to be the vehicle to you and your gift. I'm going to be Santa Claus. I ain't saying I'm going to bring it to you, give it to you. I'm going to help you get it, okay? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. And coming up inside the Madhouse, you know what it is, your Madhouse Classic Throwback. That's going to drop right around 6:33. It's the plug. It's Pied 98. There you go. If you ever wanted to know what Hov felt about doing the verses, you know, there had been speculation that straight from the horse's mouth, Hov said, he said, and I quote, "Can't nobody stand on the stage with me for 2 hours." Don't worry about it. We're going to dig into it, Madhouse Nation. Whoo, later on in the show, we're going to jump on this, because who Hov was talking that talk? What?
Back in the day. The throwback song of the day is being brought to you by Cheerwine Soft Drink.
Coming up, man, it's a Working Woman Wednesday. All right, ladies, call in and tell me what you want for the holidays. I'm going to help you get what you want for the holidays. I don't know how, but I'm help you get it. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. What you want, ladies? What, butter?
You stepping in that seat.
Well, I'm trying to help them out. You know what I mean? I might give them some advice on how they can get it, or I might get, you know, I might call their people for them. You know what I mean? Just
help them talk to that person.
Yeah, on how to get it.
All right.
One way you can get what you want. Tell them, be honest, Cash.
To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you, and in spite of, remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia, rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently? Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching, and stay under the radar, overachieving.
Been on the grind, working all week.
Say
you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding, working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
Shout out to all my my ladies that's done worked hard this year, man, done did their thing, man. Shout out, salute to all my working ladies, Working Woman Wednesday. Salute to y'all. So I was asking the ladies today, what y'all want for the holidays? And, you know, quite honestly, as a male, a lot of times we guessing. You know, you can study your lady all you want. But when it comes to the holidays, you want to do right by her. You want to get her something. But sometimes we just guessing. You know what your lady want for the holidays, brother? Or you really be guessing? You don't know.
I don't know.
See, like about? I said, we be guessing. So, ladies, sometimes, you know, you got to throw hints or you got to drop some clues and let them know. And I will say this. For the most part, for most guys, it is hard to buy y'all clothes. Because y'all like certain stuff, y'all wear a certain way. It might be like, well, in dresses I wear small, or I wear medium. In shirts I wear, it's just, you know, it's hard buying ladies clothes. So, it's hard for a fella to walk in there and get you some clothes. So, y'all gotta drop clues on what you want. Just drop some clues on what you want for the holidays, ladies. Because as a dude, I'm telling y'all, it's hard shopping for y'all. Unless you just go buy some, you know, we know y'all like jewelry. We know that. But, you know, after you done bought jewelry for 30 years in a row, what else you buy? What else you gonna buy? Some more jewelry? And you don't want to get the same thing. You want to switch it up. You want to keep it fresh. So that's why I was asking ladies, what y'all want for the holidays? Because we be needing suggestions.
So you looking for something?
Nah, I'm good.
You want some help?
Mm-mm. I'm personally, I'm good.
You done got your...
I'm good. That's all I'm saying. I'm good.
I'm single.
You ain't buying that?
I'm saying, I ain't got nothing to buy.
But I will say this, ladies. I will tell ladies this, too. If you do got a particular gift that you want, number one, drop a clue about it. Number two, if you're not sure if your man can get it.
Just tell him. No, don't drop no clue. Just tell him what you want.
But see, because some ladies don't like to do that. They don't, you know, they want... Because they want to be surprised.
Oh,
they want to be, let me be surprised. So they don't want to tell you exactly what they want. They want to drop clues and stuff like that. So
that's too much.
I agree. That's I definitely agree with that. If you say you want a motorcycle, then say, hey, I want a motorcycle with model.
Right. Give me the...
So I can get exactly, yeah, but a lot of ladies don't like to do that. They like to play games and drop clues. So if you are that lady, or if you want to tell them straight up, look, this is what I want. And what I was saying was, if you're not sure if your man can get it, or if you have been quite deserving of the gift, then you got a few days to get it. And this is what you do. You got to be nice. You got to be nice. Say nice stuff. And even if it's phony.
Man, hell no. Don't be phony.
But I'm saying though.
No,
she's been borderline, and you know, you're gonna take that into account if she's been nice the last 4 or 5 days or a week. No. She call you in the morning. She text you.
6 months. I'm gonna look at your credit report. How was you 6 months ago? If we weren't cool 6 months ago, I can't do nothing.
What about she cook a good meal or something, butter? You know what I mean, for the next couple of days.
Mm-mm.
She do some things she's supposed to do.
I need some consistency.
Couple of days is consistent.
No. To get gifts, you got to be a couple months consistent.
I'm telling you, ladies, it'll work. Butter Scrooge now. Butter gone. He's different.
Scrooge? Not at all.
Come on, Butter. Did she be nice from now to the holiday? You ain't get her what she want?
Nope.
Oh, boy, you're a Scrooge. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Ladies, what y'all want, man? It's the plug.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies,
it's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
39 degrees in Charlotte, America. Today's high is going to be right near 58. Temperature going up this week, man. 53 on tomorrow. And then the weekend, Friday we at 62. And Saturday we're going to be at 70. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful holiday season this weekend, man. So get ready for it. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Good morning. Who you wanna let shine this morning?
I want to let Jacob and John West
Sunshine from Far City, North Carolina. They're going to school today for a half a day. They're going to be out for Christmas break. They've been really good all year. I want to let them shine.
Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
Good morning, Queens and Kings. Happy Have a Wonderful Working Woman Week Family Wednesday.
What's up,
how y'all doing?
We good.
That's great. Well, I want to let my niece Jasmine shine and my cousin, your Dirk Holiday shine. Happy birthday to y'all. So I love the birthdays out there. Like, bam, get in there, get in there.
Y'all, get in there, get in there. Hello?
I want to let Don Figure shine because he's been in the mix. I want to let Nino shine. I want to let Rihanna shine. I want to let Bubby shine because he got about to come up. I want to let Jessica.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's go, Charlie. You try number 11. I want to be a blast shy. I want to chopper shy. I want to see CCT not shy. Number 11, I'm a request.
Yeah, what song you want to hear, Mark?
Keep on the Temptations, the song on the Temptations with me, please.
How it going, Mark?
Silent
night.
I love you, Mark. I love you, Mark. I love you. Appreciate you, Mark. Appreciate you. That's the one right there. That's the one. Good morning. Who you want to let shine?
No Limit, this is your favorite. This is Leah in Spartanburg. No Limit, I call to shine on myself, baby, because I'm still hanging in there. You know, that third, she'll beat me down like a bass drum. I'm still hanging in there strong because I'm trying to finish my little boy Christmas.
You got to finish.
He deserves everything, No Limit, and I'm really trying to give it to him, but Mama is fine.
Mama getting beat
I'm
down
tired.
Like a bass drum.
Mama beat down, No Limit. Keep me off program and pray that Leah gonna keep it in over there at Cooper Standard, baby, because they dogging.
I got you, baby. I got you. I'm going to let you shine this morning, baby.
Thank you, No Limit.
Beating it down like a bass drum. Just something about the way she's saying that. All right, man, y'all know what it is inside of my house. Go ahead. You got somebody you want to let shine?
I want to give a shout to the out this morning on the 22nd to my son, Jaquarius, and his daddy. That's my daddy. His daddy. They both turn another age, okay, from their mama, Shalonda. And I want to give a shout-out to Power 9 to the 8 for letting me do this shot to the out. And everybody I know down in Mucky Road.
Yep, the shout to the out, boy, and then Monkey Row. Who are y'all on one this morning? Coming up, man, we got your Nose and Neighbor News, your chance to go see Boosie Badass at World Nightclub. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, Boosie performing live. We got them tickets on the way inside your Nose and Neighbor News at 724. We back at 720.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
The plug, the connection. We are always connected to the major outlet. We always charged up. It's the plug. Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, you know the Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by Claus. Season 4, boy, it is finally here. South Florida's Finest is back with the final season. And in celebration, you can win a $50 cash card at power98fm.com. Claus is all new Sundays at 9 on TNT. Make sure y'all check it out. All right, coming up inside your Nose and Neighbor News, boy, Jay-Z is talking that big boy talk. YK Osiris is, he's got a message for his fans. Megan is back on the streets.
Megan who?
Huh?
Megan who?
Megan back on the streets.
Megan who?
I'll tell you in about 2 minutes.
Megan
in the Nose and Neighbor News. I'll tell you in about 2 minutes in the Nosy Neighbor News. It's a plug.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What the hell is going on here?
The Nosy Neighbor News is being brought to you by the Festival of Laughs, man, coming to Ovid's Auditorium February the 18th. Some more Gary Owens, Tommy Davidson, Tony Rock, and Lavelle Crawford. Get your tickets right now at pow98fm.com. Pow98fm.com. You can register to win some of those tickets. Your boy Jay-Z was talking that big boy talk. Jay-Z was out helping Alicia Keys promote her new album. They had a clubhouse about it. And, of course, you know the Jay-Z entering the Versus ring, that came up. Everybody want to see Hov on the Versus stage, and here's what Hov had to say about it.
Nobody can stand on that stage with me. I need this. I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing. They've done what they've done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. It's not a shot. It's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. Let's move on from Versus.
That's what Jay-Z told him. Can't nobody stand on the stage with me.
Nah, Ho, you can't say that.
All right, coming up next hour, that's what we're going to talk about. Our Wednesday argument, Jay-Z speaking facts or Jay-Z speaking cap? What we're going to talk about next hour for our Wednesday morning argument. All right, boy, she back on the streets. Megan is back to the streets. And, boy, her DMs got flooded yesterday, I was told. Listen, Megan Good, not Megan Thee Stallion, but Megan Good is getting a divorce from her husband of 9 years. And it was alleged that he filed, but now it's saying that they both like agreed to go ahead and file. Okay. And, you know, speculation is that he wanted kids. She currently does not want any kids.
And I feel it.
And, you know, she's a career woman. And, you know, right. She's been getting more and more acting roles. She was just in a series on, Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Megan's like, nah.
She should have got her pregnant in her downtime.
When they first got married 9 years
ago.
Right,
when she wasn't doing nothing. Now she popping again, and you want to put a cake in the oven? No, cause I can't do nothing for you.
He should have shot the club up then.
He should have shot the club up when he first got married.
But so, and you know, and a lot of people have chimed in on this on the internet, speaking on both sides, on her side and speaking on his side. But they both said they're in a happy place. They're going to be the best of friends, and there's no bad blood.
It shouldn't be.
And, you know, if you both agree to, like, look, I want to go in this direction, and I want to go in that direction, and it's just not going to work out, then bam, let it go. And that's what they did. Speaking of letting it go, that's what your boy YK Osiris is doing. You know, about 2 weeks ago, YK Osiris got into it with Chad Ochocinco, mm-hmm. because YK went online and said that he bought some $325,000 earrings. And Chad was like, boy, don't spend your money on that kind of stuff. I go to Claire's and I buy mine for about $20. And I get the same effect. That's what Ochocinco said. YK
Understood. Because you ain't going to question nobody that
right.
supposedly has money.
Right. So YK Osiris came back and was like, look, this is my money. I can do what I got to do, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah. But now YK Osiris is crying because he lost one of them $325,000 earrings.
He didn't have no insurance on it?
Obviously not, because he might know.
Stupid.
He might know, but he was definitely crying. He said, everybody's been in his DMs talking about, I found your earring. They went to Claire's and probably bought one that looked like it. It was like, I found your earring. But hey, he said, but he did say, he apologized to Chad Ochocinco. He said, now I know what you mean. I'll never do that again.
Right. Because yeah, you only buying all that, spending all that money for what? For the show?
Earring? You
yeah,
definitely going to lose.
What you thought about me.
You're going to definitely lose an earring. Trust me, I lose earrings on the weekly.
$325,000?
Yeah, mine ain't come then.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, I ain't finna do that. I'm telling you right now. I'm with Ochocinco. I walk right in the cliff. Give me something about 1028. 1098. I'm good.
Because you only going to wear it for what?
Yeah, man,
8 hours?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Take it out. You be
long
good.
As it look good and it shine,
long
you straight.
As it look good in front of
me. I don't need to do all that. Speaking of doing all that, Diddy is doing all that. Diddy has now won the bidding war to buy back Sean John. It cost Diddy about $7 million. Well, closer to $8 million. About 7.25.
What, 70 million?
Yeah, he did sell it
back
for
2016.
Yeah, he sold it for a bit, and it's still real big. Like if you go to K&G Men's Mart, they still got Sean John in there.
So come up.
They still got
him in Burlington. If he sold it for $70 million,
yeah,
and he bought it back for $7 million,
and he's about to revamp it.
Oh man,
Diddy is a G.
He came up. Hey, that's a business move for your ass.
Business move for your ass. There it is. All right, man. That's all I got for y'all this morning in the Nose and Neighbor News. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Yes, indeed, it is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad?
What the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. We back at it again. All right, here it is. Today, man, I'm just reading this article, man. Today, Larry is mad at the folks in North Korea, man. Ain't no way, man. I know you freaking lying. Ain't no way. Okay. I mean, I understand everybody got a different culture, different country, and everything. But ain't no way. Do y'all know that this is a true story? I just showed it to Butterfingers. This is a true story. In North Korea, for the next 11 days, they have banned laughing. They have banned laughing, the use of alcohol, and the use of tobacco products for the next 11 days. To honor the death of Kim Jong-un's daddy. Ain't no way, boss. I'll be dead in 10 minutes. I can't laugh. I can't. You can't laugh. Like, so if you're caught laughing, you could be put to death or sentenced to some jail time in North Korea for the next 11 days. Don't they know that this is a joyous season that we're in right now? So how y'all gonna ban laughing? And who is monitoring this? Like, are they in everybody's house? Are they combing through the streets? Like, how y'all monitoring who is laughing and who's not laughing? That's what I'm saying. And do they send the people to get you? Do they snatch up? I got so many questions about this thing. I just know it wouldn't work for me. I'd have been dead so quick.
You can laugh in your corner privately.
Nah, bro.
But
I don't trust it.
Don't laugh out in public. You laugh out in public, that's off with your head.
Know what they gonna do to you, brother?
Like, laugh right now. Like, yeah. Off with your head.
I've been, as soon as they put the mandate out, I just walked on over there. Yeah. Y'all gonna take me on in. I'm really? Guilty.
That's what you gonna do?
I'm guilty. Cause I day without laughing.
Go in your room and laugh.
Man, I don't.
But I mean, you know them rules different over there. Right?
Very much so.
It ain't the land of the free.
It's definitely not.
We land of the free. We can do anything we want to.
We can free laugh all we want to.
Yeah, free laugh all we want to. But over there, they got rules.
And my hearts and my prayers go out to everybody over there. Because if you caught laughing in the next 11 days, sold for you, boss. It's sold for you. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Salute to them. More power to them.
Don't limit.
Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's a Wednesday.
Come on, stand to your feet as we present to you Pastor Real. Come on, give him a hand.
Woke up this morning. Yeah. What did I hear? A powerful message. Music to my ears. Get out the bed and let the sunshine hit you. Life to work. Nobody does.
good pastor ain't here. He ain't here.
No,
just,
he's not.
Just wanted to say big, big shout out to Pastor Real, man. He'll be back in 2022. He getting his congregation together, and he just wanted me to tell y'all, make sure y'all read the good word during the holiday. Say a prayer for the less fortunate, and it is better to give than to receive. And make sure you give your 10% to Pastor Real and his congregation.
Well,
that's what he wanted me to remind y'all of. And I just like the song. I just like the song. The song is a biker. They need to sell it on Amazon or something. There it is, man. Shout out to Pastor Ed.
And those the Burpee Stars. Think about it!
What you thought? Girl, what
you... It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Here they go. The rumors are swirling. Rumors are swirling. You know how it goes down. During the holiday season, it's always a rumor from an anonymous source. Well, who is this damn anonymous source that says Steph and Aisha Curry have an open relationship and they have side pieces and side hookups? Now, come on now. Now, come on now. Come on, people. Come on now. Now, you know it. I'm reading the comments this morning. I believe it. Blah, blah, blah. Come on now. Come on now. That's what we're doing. But it's a big rumor. They posted it on, started on MSN. That's what surprised me. It was posted on MSN. Y'all ain't even a gossip site. Like, what are y'all, how is MSN even jumping in the gossip news and y'all ain't even a gossip site? Come on, man. Come on. But I just had to put it out there for the people. Y'all see it's real. All I'm gonna say is don't believe the hype. And all y'all fellas who done jumped in Aisha DM talking about what the business is, y'all ain't even in that tax bracket. That's all I'm going to say. You ain't even in that tax. You ain't even in that tax bracket. Stop it. That's all I'm going to say. All right. I just had this. That's what's swirling this morning, man. You believe it, brother?
I know what I believe, bro. Do what you do. It ain't my business.
But if it was, would you jump in Aisha DMs? Yeah, I would.
I ain't gonna lie, I would.
You gonna do stuff like that? Stuff for homie though.
If I didn't know it.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay. That
I'm saying, if you don't know, like, you ain't got nothing to do with me.
Like, okay, big dog. Okay. Coming up beside you, man. House man.
Shoot the three.
So you gonna shoot your three since he can shoot the three.
Hey, man.
You trying to break the record too, like he did.
Of course.
I got you. How's your nosy neighbor news, Quickie?
I wanna know what it is Quickie's trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie!
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down every Wednesday at 8:30 inside the Madhouse. You know we have a Wednesday argument. Madhouse ain't in. I can't argue with Burpee. I can't argue with Jessica. So I'm arguing with y'all. I'm going to argue with the man who said this statement last night on Clubhouse. I'm talking about none other than Hov, a.k.a. Jay-Z. Hov said that nobody can stand on a stage and go hit for hit with him in a versus battle. Here's what Ove had to say.
Nobody can stand on that stage with me. I need this. I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing. They've done what they've done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. Like, it's not a shot. There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. Let's move on from versus.
Madhouse Nation, I'm going against Jay-Z. I beg to differ, Mr. Hov. What y'all think? Y'all think Jay-Z speaking facts or he's speaking cap? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. I'm going to say, Hov, you're speaking cap. I got a few cats that could go hit for hit with Jay-Z that I think could go hit for hit on a versus stage with Jay-Z, hit for hit. I'll go with my boy Drake. Definitely Drake. I think Drake could go hit for hit 20, 25, 30 songs, whatever y'all want to do. Hit for hit with Jay-Z, Drake, I think, could hold his own. My boy Future, I think Future could get about 20, 21 in there. T.I., I think Tip could get good 20, 21 in there. 20, 25, maybe 30. And my boy Lil Wayne. So I would go Drake, T.I., Lil Wayne, 50. Could stand on the stage with Jay-Z. But if I had to narrow it down to two, I would go Drake, and T.I. That's what I would go. Drake and T.I. What y'all think? Hoes speaking facts or hoes speaking cap? I'm calling cap. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. It's Wednesday. It's time to have that Wednesday argument. That boy Jay-Z was on Clubhouse last night. They asked Jay-Z about verses, and here's what Jay had to say.
Nobody be standing on that stage with me. I need this. I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing. They've done what they've done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. It's not a shot. There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. Let's move on from verses.
Jay said nobody can stand on the stage with him. Period. You think Jay-Z speaking facts or he's speaking cap? Good morning.
What's up, big homie? That's easy.
What's up? Jay-Z speaking facts or he's speaking cap?
I ain't gonna really say he's speaking cap. But I can't say he's speaking facts because there's a few, not many, that might could get on the stage with him. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know if they got more hits than Jay.
Come on, yeah. Man. Who would you put? Since you said you got a few, who would you put up there?
I would put probably Drake.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Nas.
Okay.
That's about it.
That about it, Drake. I mean, so we agree on Drake and Lil Wayne. I know a lot of people call Nas' name out to go hit for hit with Jay. To me, now this is just my opinion.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think Nas has enough mainstream hits to go hit for hit with Jay. That's just my opinion. That's just me.
He don't have enough mainstream, but we talking hits. You know what I'm saying? We ain't saying mainstream. Like,
but so when we say when I say mainstream, that means like you could drop it and the masses would know it. I know the cats in New York will go crazy for a lot of Nas songs. But like masses, I'm not sure. And I can't speak all the way on Nas because I'm not deep in the Nas catalog like that. Like I know the first couple, but after that, I'm not really deep in the Nas catalog like that. So I can't really speak all the way on Nas. But Drake, Lil Wayne, T.I., come on, man. Hit for hit.
I forgot about this.
Come on, man.
Hit for hit. But at the end of the day, though, Larry, I mean, I like Drake, I like Wayne, and I like Tip. But Jay the man, I mean, and that's just keeping it real. So, like, it's just a few that can get on the stage and probably battle with him. But at the end of the day, I mean, I still see Jay coming out on top.
There it is. What y'all got? Jay-Z speaking cap or Jay-Z speaking facts? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. It's that Wednesday argument inside the Madhouse. No, let me learn the morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. We definitely in the building. Wednesday argument. Y'all know each and every Wednesday, we have an argument inside the Madhouse, and usually the Madhouse is here to argue that side. But today, Jay-Z said this last night on Clubhouse. This is really whole. He was in a clubhouse with Alicia Keys and a whole lot of other folks talking about Alicia Keys' new album. And verses came up. And here's what Hov had to say.
Nobody be standing on that stage with me. I need this. I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing. They've done what they've done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. Let's move on from verses.
Come on, man. All right, so I asked the question, is Jay-Z speaking facts or Jay-Z speaking cap? I said Jay-Z speaking cap. I think it's a few that could stand on stage with him. Drake, Lil Wayne, Tip, that's my three. I definitely think, and even 50, hit for hit, because in a versus battle, it is hit for hit. That's what it's about. It ain't about album sales, none of that. Hit for hit. What you say?
So I would definitely say Lil Wayne, Drake, and Busta.
Buster. Buster, I think Buster on performance, we get it, but I don't think hit, because Jay got a whole lot of hits. You can't deny that. So when you break it down, you go hit for hit. I think Jay'll eat Buster.
I don't know. Maybe yeah. Really
we talking about but 20 to 25 hits. This straight hit for hit.
Buster's got a lot of singles.
He do.
He got a lot.
I don't think it's 25.
A lot.
Yeah, I don't think it's 25.
Ooh.
I think it's 25.
I don't know, man.
All right, babe.
All right.
Proud out of here, good morning.
No reason for cheese.
What's up, big dog? Jay-Z speaking cap or Jay-Z speaking facts?
Man, he's speaking cap, man. Hey, I agree with you on your list, but I'm going to throw one more at you, man. I got to go with the snowman, too, man.
I give him right up under 25. I give Jeezy about 22 hits. I give him about 22 hits.
You know what I'm saying, bro? That'll be a good one.
That would be a good one.
Hey, man, you have a good holiday, man, and stay safe out here, bro.
Appreciate you, bro. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
Wake up in the morning feeling
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We back on it, boy. The Wednesday argument. Y'all know how Jay-Z do, boy. He gonna say something, and he gonna get everybody talking, and that's what he did last night on Clubhouse when Jay-Z said this last night about Versus.
Nobody be standing on that stage with me. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing. They've done what they've done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. It's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. Let's move on from Versus.
I asked the question, is Jay-Z capping? Or is he speaking facts? What you got, big dog?
Come on, No Limit. You know that man capping out here. You know that's that New York cockiness coming out of him, man. Hey, look here, No Limit. I feel you don't have your list, though. I'm going to go with 50. I'm going to go with T.I. And I'm going to go with the old school because I'm from the 80s. I'm going to go with Master P, bro. Y'all slipping on P.
Hey, man, I think he's speaking facts, No Leezy. This big Mark Mizzle, man. Hey, look, bro. Only person standing up to Jay-Z when it come hit from hit is Michael Jackson, bro. That's it. That's it. Look, as far as hip-hop, though, I don't know. Luda might be up there. Luda got some hits, too, now. He got about 20, 25 hits, man. But that whole Blueprint album, bro, he had how many songs on that Blueprint alone that hit the charts was ridiculous, bro.
All right, what's up, man? What's up, No Limit? Hey, man, that brother capping more than a doggone soda factory, man. There's a couple folk out there that's going to give him a run for it. Chip going to make him work for it. Jeezy's going to make him work for it. My personal twist on it, I say Bun B can make him work for it. But, like, Jay doing what Jay always do when he want to avoid the subject. They'll say, let's move on. And I ain't even trying to throw him up under the bus, but he did the same thing with Kaepernick when everybody was asking him, like, yo, you going to get the man a job? Hey, man, let's move on from the kneeling. Let's move on from the kneeling. Now he's saying, let's move on from the burden. No, big dog, this ain't your playground. Come on out here in this dirt and get this work. Hey, No Limit, good morning, my brother. I like to say cats, man, because, I'm an old school type dude, man, and I believe, like, them battle rappers where Jay-Z is from will get them, like LL and Cool Moe D, you know what I mean? And I throw Snoop in there, you know what I mean?
Not me. What y'all say, boy? Yeah, the Versus. Whoo, Hope, get in the ring, then. If you gonna say that, get in the ring, then. Put the belt on the line. Let's go, then, Hope. Fair trade by one of the dudes I said could go neck and neck with Jay. That's my boy, Drake, Travis Scott. We getting back on this, man. I ain't done with this. It's the plug, man. It's out of there. We talking about Jay-Z, man. Your Wednesday argument. I'm still on it. I'm still on it. Jay-Z capping or Jay-Z speaking facts when Jay-Z said, can't nobody. And I ain't making this up. Jay said this himself out of his own mouth. Can't nobody stand on a Versus stage with me and go hit for hit. What y'all think? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. I said Drizzy. I said Wayne. I said T.I. Said 50. I got somebody else throwing now. It's the plug. It's Pod 98. Jay-Z started it. Pod 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Wednesday argument. Jay-Z started it when Jay-Z said this about the Versus battle, y'all.
Ain't nobody be standing on that stage with me. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing. They've done what they've done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour. 2 hours. Let's move on from Versus.
Let's not, Jay. Let's not move on from verses since you said that. So the Wednesday argument was, you think Jay-Z speaking facts or you Jay-Z speaking cap? I said cap. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Talk to me a bit, dog. What we doing with it?
All right, Larry. Now, Jay ain't capping. He's speaking facts. So before we get to that, now you know Lil Wayne and Drake did a versus before it was a versus. Remember that?
I guess you could call it a versus, but okay.
All right, so Lil Wayne and Drake went. I was at one of them here in Charlotte. It was neck and neck.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was neck and neck.
Okay.
So, all right, Hov already said Lil Wayne was the heir. So I'm going to give you Jay, mm-hmm. Lil Wayne, then Drake. But okay. Nobody is touching Hov on the verses. Jay ain't capping, but we all know we ain't going
to
see it.
No, I think that's what he's just trying to get at. But you can't speak that and then don't want to step in the ring, bro. That's
but
like
you know, but he got the accolades to do that.
He do. You right.
The
thank
only
you,
rapper
big
in the Songwriters Hall of Fame? Come on now.
You right, big bro. You got it. Paul 98, good morning. Jay-Z speaking facts or Jay-Z speaking cap?
Man, Jay-Z speaking all facts, my boy. All facts.
So you don't think nobody in the game ever could stand on the stage with Jay-Z?
Only person I give it to is Drake. And that's the only person, because he got hits for days. But think about it like this, big dog. Jay got 14 number one albums.
See, this ain't about that. This is not about the albums.
Listen to me.
Go ahead. I'm going to listen. Go ahead, big dog.
He got 14 number one albums.
Mm-hmm.
He got at least 3 singles on each one.
Okay.
That's what?
That's 44
singles?
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
So 42. I don't see nobody doing that with him but Drake. Drake can give him a run, but man, Jay been doing it since 96. Respect
okay.
to everybody else.
Okay. I got you. I take your opinion, big dog. Thank you.
You already know.
Power 98, good morning. Jay-Z speaking facts or Jay-Z speaking cap?
He's speaking facts, bro. He's speaking facts, man. Only people I feel like can really mess with him is Dead and Gone, Tupac and Biggie. That's it, bro.
And you since y'all keep going back to, you know, he been in the game a long time, then we can't disrespect LL. LL was a hit maker for decades. Eminem, you can't disrespect Eminem. And this is why I say you can't disrespect Eminem, Drake, Wayne, because, and DMX too, God rest of that. Because Jay don't do songs with people, and even Jeezy. Jay don't do songs with people that he don't respect. If he doesn't respect your craft, he's not gonna do a song with you 9 times out of 10. Or if Jay feels like you can't hold your weight on a song with him, he's not gonna do a song with you. He did a song with M. We know what M did on the song with Jay. He did a song with T.I. We know how that went. We know he did a song with Wayne. He did a song. Come on, man. All I'm saying is, Jay, you're supposed to feel how you want to feel. You're supposed to feel that way. But don't do that, and then don't get in the ring, though, big dog. Come on and bring all that. Bring all that New York, all them hits you got. Bring it to the ring, and let's see what's up. Let's see what's up, Jay. Why not? For the culture. You don't need no money. You don't need none of that, Jay. Sometimes you just do stuff because you can, and you can do it for the culture. That's all I'm saying, big dog. And we would love to see it. You know what I mean? That's like Floyd Mayweather got in the ring with everybody who said they could knock Floyd Mayweather out. Pacquiao, everybody. Tyson got in the ring with everybody who said that they could knock Tyson out. He got knocked out a few times, but he got in the ring. Hov, get in the ring. Bring it to the versus battle. Let's see what's up. As a matter of fact, we'll let you pick your opponent, Jay-Z. We'll let you pick your opponent. How about that? Jay-Z get under my skin sometimes. But respect, Jay. Respect.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn!
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug. The
morning. No Living Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's 9:30 in the city, and it's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know yeah. we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Trending topic is being brought to you by Power 98. What better way to get in the holiday spirit than to binge watch your favorite Christmas classics? Head to Power98FM.com to take the holiday movie poll for your chance to win Culver's prizes. Well, y'all ain't had Culver's yet. Right down Cabin Boulevard, but that thing good. All right, let's find out what's trending this morning. First off, I told you about this story about a couple weeks ago. A young man, former NFL player, died in police custody. They had an independent autopsy, and now they have found out that the man died of strangulation in the jail. So now they have to figure out who exactly strangled Glenn Foster. This case is getting creepier and creepier by the minute, by the second, and his family has been saying from the get-go, something is not right. We want answers. So now they got an answer to this, as the autopsy has revealed that Glenn Foster died of strangulation. Also trending this morning, yep, he's still trending. Jay-Z still trending, because last night on a Clubhouse, Jay-Z said this about doing a versus battle. He's still trending this morning.
Nobody ever stand on that stage with me. I need this. I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing. They know what they done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. Like, it's not a shot. There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. Let's move on from versus.
That's what Jay said, and everybody in America is tapped in. Well, my boy, Blue from Pretty Ricky, he just posted, he said, now why we gotta be sitting here acting like that R. Kelly would not hold a flame to Jay-Z in a versus battle? R. Kelly versus Jay-Z, y'all stop playing. Y'all can say what y'all feel about Robert, but R. Kelly got hits. I think he got 70. Okay, maybe not 70, maybe 69. Okay, he got hits though, definitely got hits. He couldn't do a versus better unless it was live from lockdown, but I definitely think he can compete with Jay. Jay, you about to shake up the whole industry this morning. Also trending this morning, me. I'm trending this morning. No Limit Larry. So, you know, yesterday my Larry Mad talked about, you know, what I felt about HBCUs and how we can make them better, and spoke to my brother, Master P, a.k.a. Percy Miller. He put up a video. Y'all go to his page, check it out. He addressed me in the video. So I'm trending this morning. Check it out. His page on Instagram, Master P. But you can check out my Larry Mad. It wasn't even like that, but go check it out. And I think we all on the same page. So big up to the Colonel. We on the same page. Let's get some help for all the HBCUs across America, especially why everybody's channeling their energy towards HBCUs. Let's get some true help for all our HBCUs across America. All right, that's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad. Y'all know how it goes down, man. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Club for New Hip Hop and R&B. Yes, I'm live in the building, man. Yeah, so I got one more day. Tomorrow's my last day before my holiday break. Then I'll be back. I'll be back with y'all next week. Jessica and Burpee, they're out to January. They'll be back in 2022. They on a 2-week vacation, so shout out to them doing their thing. Coming up inside the Madhouse, y'all know what it is, man. We got the roll call coming up for y'all, coming up at 9:55. You know how that goes down. We got to do that real big. And your Madhouse question of the day today was, what I don't want blank for the holidays. What you don't want for the holidays. And people said drama. Somebody said, I don't want your food for the holidays. That was my girl Nikki Bailey that said that. Miss Gemini 15 said, I don't want fake love for the holidays. I know that's right. And Miss Reaper said, I don't want nothing cheap. Norma Guy 057 said, I don't want a holiday sweater. And my girl Keisha Key said, don't bring no bad vibes. Peace be still. All right, coming up, we're going to roll call. You can roll call with me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
Power 98, Rockstars Entertainment, and Adolf R. Shiver present the New Year's Eve party with Boosie Badass performing live at World Nightclub. Power 98 going all the way live on your radio with No Limit Larry, Dr. Munderland, and DJ Butterfingers. Doors open at 9, champagne toast at midnight. Limited advance tickets at DTLR or BoosieNYEParty.eventbrite.com. Boosie performing live at World Nightclub. 100 NC Music Factory Boulevard. For VIP tables, call 704-293-6263. Powered by World, Rockstars Entertainment, Adolf R. Shiver, and Power 98. You heard?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.